Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. My name is Steve Francino, and my wife Tina and I are EPLs and in this business, and we're so thankful for what ACN has provided to us. And I'm not just talking about what is provided financially or the great people that we've encountered. I'm talking about the lessons that it's taught us and the experiences that we've gained. I have a brief message this morning, and I'm going to try to be short and sweet, get you on your day, and give you maybe a little something to go with. So if you've been around for any amount of time or attended some of the great training conferences, you've probably heard Greg Provenzano talk about this business as personal development with a compensation plan. He speaks the truth. There are many things that we can do to grow our businesses, training, trial and error, and mentoring. But there's one thing that without harnessing, you cannot succeed. No matter how smart, well-trained, or charismatic you are, this one thing is something so ingrained in us at a foundational level that it is in all of us, in our genes. And you're probably thinking I'm nuts, and what could I be possibly talking about? It's 8 a.m. on a Tuesday, and he's talking about genetics and ACN. I get it. But what you may not realize at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday is that from the moment of conception, we are fighting for survival. There is a billion years of evolution in each and every one of us that is targeting on one thing, to persevere and survive. It's that perseverance that has allowed our ancestors to survive and evolve to the people that we are today. Those that didn't persevere, well, they aren't here to tell the story. And this is my point. We are made to survive, to persevere, and then to thrive. But it isn't simply enough to be. We need to do in the face of repeated failure. Perseverance is a continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Not quite as heavy as our survival, but tell me how our day-to-day lives are any different. Aren't we constantly faced with difficulties, failure, opposition? Heck, most of us face those on the way to work, some before they even leave the house in the morning. Do we give up, turn around, and go back to bed and try again later? Sure, sounds like a great idea. Love to give it a try, but most of us don't really do that, do we? No. We carry on with our day. We persevere. When someone in traffic doesn't let you in, what do? Well, you keep working on it, and you get to where you're going. You persevere. How about when your kids give you a hard time or your boss is challenging you? You persevere. Perseverance is as natural to us as breathing. So why should running our ACN business be any different? For some of us, we do seem to find ourselves behaving differently when faced with challenges in ACN. It can be easy to rationalize not persevering by simply telling ourselves any number of lies. The devil on that shoulder can sometimes be very persuasive when it comes to dealing with conflict. So you might ask yourself, why do I really want to deal with rejection? Or why should I bother calling them when they're going to just say no anyway? Or whatever it is. And we all know it happens. Happened to all of us. So let's get back to driving to work, because some of you are probably doing that right now, where you can't get into the lane because of the traffic, the lane that you need to get into. So visualize this with me. And if you're one of these aggressive driver types, that's a different analogy when we're talking about personalities and all that kind of stuff. So just bear with me. Pretend you're teaching your 16-year-old how to drive, or you've got your grandma in the car, all right? So we're sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic. You're listening to some tunes, and you know that you need to get it one lane over because your exit is coming up. Your blinker has been on long enough to hear a heavenly tune for Tuesday of Stairway to Heaven and Knocking on Heaven's Door. You try to politely nudge your way over, but now you're getting antsy because some folks are just rude. And you wonder if you'll ever get over. And then it happens. Midway through comfortably numb, a kind soul lets you in, and you are able to get to your exit and to work right on time. What happened there? Well, you were patient, and you kept your cool. You knew exactly what your goal was, and you kept trying. Sometimes with a little adversity, maybe some frustration, but definitely with perseverance. It didn't really take much effort, did it? That's because we know how to prioritize what is really important to us. And getting to work is really important, isn't it? We also do that commute every day, consistently. That consistency is so important. But what didn't we do? We didn't turn around or get out of the car and walk or scream or throw too many gestures other than a nice thank you wave, of course, to the kind person who let you in. Does any of that sound relatable? I mean, we've all been in that situation at some point in our lives, but how is that any different than what we are taught at the very beginning of every mindset training? We are taught to make a commitment. We are taught to prepare for the emotional roller coaster. We are taught to make a commitment. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that. Wow. we're taught to never quit. And, oh, yeah, we're also taught to find our why. So in our traffic jam, didn't we experience all of these things? Your immediate goal was to get to that exit, but that wasn't your why. It was your why is to get to work. That's a why that will make you cry if you don't get there on time, especially if your boss notices. We weren't going to be denied achieving our why, were we? If you find yourself doubting what you're working towards, check your why. If what you're thinking about doesn't get you back on track, then you need a new why. It must be that strong. It must be that big and that important. You see, perseverance is built into all of us. We do it all the time. But you have to think about it and remember it and bring it out. So, you know, when you're faced with challenges in ACN, don't overcomplicate it or talk yourself out of it. And absolutely, do not let yourself be denied what you are working towards just because you've run into some rude people. Just keep trying. Persevere. Someone will let you in. Have a great day, everyone.